Mark Marietta joins us now, former Titan All-Pro. Mark, what's up?
Hey, I got to start out by just saying thank you, man. The intro music to 3HL and listening to Slade's, you know, incredible description of Cars with No Roofs has actually brightened my day. It's been a long week, man, for a diehard cutthroat Titans fan, dude. It's been a long week. I think the greatest thing for me is a short week right now. I need to get back on that football field. I need to see my two-tone blue back on that football field because I've been in a bad place, man. I'm you know, the first step in anything is admitting it, and I'm going to tell you guys, I'm admitting to you, it's been a long week, okay? It's been a long week. I've been in a negative place, but hearing you boys this Friday afternoon, let's freaking go, baby. I needed it. I just got a little injection, baby. So give me that 3HL. Give me that freaking car ain't got no roof. I need it in my life.
Well, yeah. Well, before we do all that, you earned this with the Titans pick.
Hey, check it. Hey, that's enough. He said we had an agreement. He played it. All right, thanks, Crazy.
Is that better?
Hey, listen.
Is that better?
Hey, listen. We played it way too long last week. I said, hey, you got to make up for it this week by playing it for about 2 seconds, all right? All right. All the Titans fans, there's a real wave of emotions we're riding right now, and that song is triggering everybody, okay? We don't need that going into this weekend, all right? Yep. Thank you. Yeah, we deserved it, but yeah. Golly, boys, it's been real. So thank you, Mr. Hunk, for just carrying us the extra. He gave us like 48 seconds last week, and I'm just I had like PTSD. I was like, listen, bro, too much. But anyway, appreciate that. We deserve it.
All right, we'll get to the blood and the water pick in just a minute. Titans and Raiders going at it this weekend. Titans with a tough injury list. Adani, Dupree, Amadi, Lawan out. Kyle Phillips with a shoulder listed as doubtful. Hunter Renfrow on the other side of things for the Raiders is out, and Josh Jacobs hasn't practiced all week. He's listed as questionable. It doesn't feel like a Week 3 matchup. It feels like a Week 12 matchup with all these banged-up players.
Matt, it feels like a Walgreens receipt that just goes on forever. It just doesn't stop. And I only bought one thing. How is this receipt so long? I don't want all these coupons. Man, listen. Hey, we should not have to be dealing with this in Week 3, But listen, I mean, hey, to me, I see the Raiders coming into town. Their injury list is long as well, and to me, it's a gut check game, dude. I'm throwing a lot of the analytics. I'm throwing a lot of the stats out the window. I'm throwing the records out the window. It's like, hey, listen, it's 2022. It's our third game of the season. Who are we gonna be? What are we gonna do? The last two, what we put on the field on Monday night. And, you know, second half of the Giants game, is that going to be us, boys? Is that going to be us or not? Who are we going to be? Dylan Raiders, who are you going to be, bro? Caleb Farley, who are you going to be in this league? It's time, boys. Listen, I give some of these rookies a little bit of slack. It takes a long time. You know, Tillenberg's he's got a long runway for me, dude. He's out there making plays. He's doing his thing. Kyle Phillips, my boy, can't have it. But you're a rookie, okay? So all these other guys, who are we going to be? What is our identity going to be this year? Offensive line. Are we going to be – is this who we're going to be? Are we going to struggle through this thing all year or not? To me, it's a black and silver team coming in. I don't care about the names. I don't care about who it is or what they did or anything. To me, it's about us inside this locker room this week. It's listen, what are we going to do? We gave the ball away. We turned it over. We had ridiculous penalties, communication errors, lining up in the wrong place. Penalties and a laundry list of hurting ourselves and shooting ourselves in the foot. Would the Bills have beat us if we played a perfect game? Maybe. We'll never know. But we gave them everything. We gave them everything last week on Monday night. And that ain't us. It's never been us. Not under Coach Vrabel. That isn't us. So who are we going to be on Sunday at noon? And that's what I want to see. So I heard you say earlier in the week, Brent, you had a hard time rewatching the game. Well, I had a real hard time rewatching this game. It was painful. It was painful watching any of the highlights all week. I was just like, listen, is it going to be us or not? Are you guys going to step up? Are you where, you know, what, who do you want to be? Who is going to show us that they're going to be, you know, a Tennessee Titan two-tone blue and play with the identity that we step on the field with this smash mouth, freaking disciplined football for 60 minutes, which is not what we've shown in the last six quarters.
Mark Mariani with us at Mark Mariani 80. As a former punt returner who did it very, very well at that level, what's going on with Kyle Phillips? He said the week one drop was he got too far underneath the ball, and then it looked like that's what happened on the second one, which happened in Buffalo. What's going on there, do you think?
Man, it's hard. It's hard, and listen, take it from a guy who really knows and understands his role, okay, which means – I always was trying to get replaced every year, right? There's bigger, faster, stronger. There's quicker. There's all this stuff. It takes some cojones, and it takes a couple screws loose to stand under that punt knowing you're going to get smacked in the mouth. It's a hard thing to do. It's a really hard thing to do. It's a hard thing in Buffalo to do in the dark, under the lights, because what happens on a punt, guys, is it goes up over the lights or over where the lights are shining, and it comes back in. I'm not making excuses, but I'm saying it's a hard thing to do. But bottom line is, okay, fair catch every one of them. We'll take a net zero on the return. Doesn't matter. You cannot. The number one job of a punt returner, the number one job, is to hand the ball to the offense. That's it. If you get yards for us, you know, that's icing on the cake. Your job is to hand it to the offense, okay? We don't want to be talking about special teams guys making negative plays on Sunday. We just don't. You get stay out of the way. And I have made a seven-year career out of being the guy that, like, was Mr. Ball Security. I think I averaged 10 yards, whatever. He made a couple big plays. It was awesome. You can't do it. Can't have it. So I know Kyle Phillips is probably kicking himself. I don't know if they're going to throw him back out there or not. But the bottom line is, if you're stressed about it, if you're standing under there unsure, just fair catch it and get on with it, dude. You can't have it. Can't have it on the ground. Can't have it on the ground. Can't be giving your putting your defense in that situation. And so we talked about it last week. I felt like it was going to get cleaned up. There's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of coaching things we could talk about and details about why it's happening or whatever. It seems like he's not getting under the ball to me. You got to get under it, and you got to stop looking around. But – long story short is, you can't touch the ground, and that's it. So it wasn't good enough. Amani Hooker goes back. It wasn't good enough. But all in all, I got to find out who the Titans want to be in 2022. Are we going to be that? Are we going to be scrapping around and playing around and be a 500 football team? Or are we going to show our true identity and be the team that we are built to be? Discipline, hard nose, no mistakes, go out there and grind. I want teams to fear us instead of look forward to us on their schedule this year. And we, it's just been too easy for the first 2 weeks.
I feel that, Mark, man. It's time to wash that away and, you know, open up your nostrils and see if you can smell it. Let's get into it. Do you smell it?
Hey, I hear you, bro. And you know how it is competing play. It's like, listen, bro, here's what we do. Okay, Tuesday morning comes. We got our ASS kicked all over the field. Okay? Mm-hmm. We're gonna watch it once, okay? It wasn't one guy. It's a collective, okay? We're gonna watch it once. We need to learn from it. But then, how about this? Look yourselves in the mirror, Tennessee Titans. Look yourselves in the mirror,
right?
And ask myself, who do I want to be, bro? Who do I want to be in this season? Because we're not showing it. Because listen, Derrick Henry is our dude, right? He's our MVP. Mm-hmm. If this old line doesn't look themselves in the mirror and come together, we are going to have nothing, bro. Yep. We are going to have nothing this year. And yep. if Nick Westbrook-Ikhina and Robert Woods don't look themselves in the mirror and go, hey, we need to start beating this man coverage. We need to start getting open. It's a collective thing where, like, all right, let's wash our slates clean. We got our rear ends handed to us. Okay, mm-hmm. That's why for me this week I didn't focus on the Raiders coming in. You know, I didn't focus on Davante Adams, right? The Cardinals just gave us a blueprint. Shut down Davante. Shut him down, okay? Yeah. And the Raiders' passing game goes away, okay? Shut him down, and that's critical, right?
Yeah.
So shut him down. But to me, it's not about them. This game is about us. This game is about the Tennessee Titans because we have not put on the field what we're capable of doing. And to me, It's ball cutting time, or you know, I don't know a nice way to put that, but there's going to be some accountability.
Right.
Hey, there's going to be some accountability that's going to start taking place here. Who are you going to be, Dylan Raiden? Who are you going to be? If we cannot count on you when our left tackle goes down, and we have to put in a guy that we got 2 weeks ago that doesn't know the offense. What does that say about you? Who are you going to be?
Mm-hmm.
So to me, I'm a little bit on edge. I'm not going to go too negative on it. I told you guys it was a rough week for Titans. Yeah. Listen, there's going to be I'm going to watch this game real close on noon on Sunday because we have to make a statement. We have to make a statement who mm-hmm. we're going to be. And here's the deal, right? We're in the AFC South. We get to play the Texans, Colts, and Jags 6 times. Cool, right? So we're not going to be out of this thing for a long time. It doesn't matter. It's not a you know, win or go home type. But to me, it's this mentality of this game means a lot because I want to know who this team is. Yeah. And so far, I don't have a very good feeling about it. So anyway, I'm trying to. You know, you guys know me. I try to keep it positive. And I'm an absolute Titans homer, and we all know it. But today is Sunday is big for me, and I'll be looking forward to it. And I truly believe that this team is going to show us their true colors on Sunday because I know that guy that leads the freaking team and carries the flag into the battle, Coach Vrabel, is going to have these boys ready to get after it.
Mark Mariani, at Mark Mariani, 80. All right, blood in the water, Mark. Who do you see?
Let's see. Something different for dinner. Searching restaurants near me.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Gee, same old, same old.
Wait, we're right here, ma'am. Our restaurant's just a few blocks from you. Why is she not seeing us?
Back to the usual, I guess.
Ma'am, can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local restaurants. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at CumulusBoost.com.
Hey, listen. Hey, you know what time it is. Hey, you know what time it is. Hey, listen. Hey, I'm like that really mad girlfriend, and you done PO'd too many times, okay? But I'm going to give you one more chance, boys, okay? Listen, we're backed up against the corner. You're going to we are underdogs in our own house. We are underdogs in our own house, okay? So ask Coach Braves, ask Jeffrey Simmons, ask Derrick Henry, ask Kevin Byard. Do we want those 2 points? We don't want them, baby!
We don't want them!
Don't prove it to us! We don't want them! +110 in our own house, Titans fans. If you're listening out there, this should fire you up. It's in our own house. We are a 2-point dog to the 0-2 Raiders. The Raiders. Okay? And I'm that guy, bro. I'm riding with you. We going to ride. We going to ride and die together. This is our week, baby. We put it on the line last week, but there is blood in the water at Nissan Stadium, boys. There's blood in the water, and the two-tone blue are going to show us their true colors. You know why? Because they freaking have to, baby. Let's go. 2 points. Play.
Whoa. We don't want them! We don't want them!
That's a money line. We're going to whoop that you-know-what on Sunday.
Golly, let's get it, Mark.
All right,
let's get it, baby. Let's get it.
He's Mark Mariani, 80.
Hey, one more thing. Go Vols, baby. Big game.
We're
going to whoop that you-know-what, too. Let's go. Big
you better know it.
Football. Big week for Tennessee football. Let's go.
Moonshine, what size shoe you wear?
10 and a half, baby. Let's go.
I'm bringing Gators back for you, baby. Don't worry. I got you. I'm getting everybody's shoe size, baby. I'm bringing Gators back.
Hey, skin one for me, baby. Let's go.
I love it. There he is. He's Mark Mariani, 80, at Mark Mariani, 80 on Twitter. And the blood in the water pick is an underdog outright winner. He's going Titans. He doesn't want the points. He doesn't need the points.
Mm-hmm.